Morning, everyone. For those of you who just turned their radios on, it's 7 a.m. in Medford, Massachusetts, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And this is DJ Mehmet. I will be covering for Nothing New Under the Sun for this morning. My regular show, Global Citizen, is every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., which just finished, but I will be with you for another hour. So I was covering the year 2017. The most notable events happened in 2017. We were just going over month by month, and I will continue doing that for the next hour. And I will also continue one more thing that I do all the time, playing music from around the world. If you would like to get more information about my show, Global Citizen, you can go on to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. You can also call in during the next hour. Our phone number is 855-915-9636. Like I said, I will take you to a journey around the world through music, and I will also cover the most important events happened in 2017. Right now you are hearing Beats of Para by Orient Expressions, a musical band from Turkey. I will start the show with a public service announcement, and I will be back right after that announcement. Again, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
So we will hear Lorena McKennitt and the Gates of Istanbul. So that was Lorena McKenneth, Canadian singer and musician, with her song The Gates of Istanbul. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet, and I am covering for this hour this week from 7 to 8 a.m. My regular show is 6 to 7 a.m. on Saturdays. I am just going over the notable events happening in 2017, and we are in the month of July. July 4th, Russia and China urge North Korea to halt its missile and nuclear programs after it successfully tested its first intercontinental ballistic missile. July 7th, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is voted for by 122 of the 193 United Nations member states. July 10, Iraqi civil war, Mosul is declared fully liberated from the ISIL. Let's take a look at the events happening in August 2017. August 5th, the United Nations Security Council unanimously approves fresh sanctions on North Korean trade and investment. August 17th, the first observation of a collision of two neutron stars is hailed as a breakthrough in multi-messenger astronomy. August 21st, a total solar eclipse, nicknamed the Great American Eclipse, is visible within a band across the entire contiguous United States of America, passing from the Pacific to Atlantic coasts. August 25th, and still ongoing, a military operation targeting Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar seems a textbook example of ethnic cleansing, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. August 25th to August 30th, Hurricane Harvey strikes the United States as a Category 4 hurricane, causing catastrophic damage to the Houston metropolitan area, mostly due to record-breaking floods. At least 90 deaths are recorded, and total damage reaches to $198.6 billion, making Harvey the costliest natural disaster in the United States history. So we are going over the most important events of 2017 according to Wikipedia, and we are hoping that 2018 will be a much better year for the whole entire world. And again, if you are listening to my show since 6 a.m. this morning, I'm covering for a 2-hour show combining the 7 to 8 a.m. time slot, and my show is usually on Saturdays from 6 to 7 a.m. It's called Global Citizen, and I play music from around the world. And this morning, in addition to music, I'm just going over most important events in 2017. Now, I will take another music break. This time, we will hear a song from EastEnders, and their album is Along the Path, and that was released in 2004. As far as I know, it's an African music, and I couldn't find much information about the band or the group, but I will leave you with the song On the Ride so you can enjoy this beautiful music. We'll be right back.
واحد ملوش نهاية.
So that was EastEnders and On the Ride. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and you're with DJ Mehmet this morning. So we're talking about most notable events in 2017 and we are in the month of September. September 1st, Russian President Vladimir Putin expelled 755 diplomats in response to the United States sanctions. September 3rd, North Korea conducts its sixth and most powerful nuclear test. September 6th through 10th, the Caribbean and the United States are struck by Hurricane Irma, a Category 5 hurricane that is the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Basin outside the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico. The storm causes at least 134 deaths and at least $63 billion in damage. September 13, the International Olympic Committee awards Paris and Los Angeles the right to host the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics respectively. September 15, Cassini Huygens ends its 13-year mission by plunging into Saturn, becoming the first spacecraft to enter the planet's atmosphere. September 19, 11 days after another powerful earthquake, and on the 32nd anniversary of the deadly 1985 Mexico City earthquake, a magnitude of 7.1 earthquake strikes central Mexico, killing more than 350, leaving up to 6,000 injured and thousands of more homeless. September 19 to 20, just 2 weeks after Hurricane Irma struck the Caribbean, Hurricane Maria strikes similar areas, making landfall on Dominica as a Category 5 hurricane and Puerto Rico as a Category 4 hurricane. Maria caused at least 94 deaths and damages estimated in the excess of $103 billion. September 25, Iraqi Kurdistan votes in a referendum to become an independent state in defiance of Iraq. By October 15, the crisis escalates into a short-lived armed conflict over disputed territories. So we will continue with music again. This time, the band Beirut. Beirut is an American band, which was originally the solo musical project of Santa Fe native Zach Condon. Beirut's music combines elements of indie rock and world music. The band's first performances were in New York in May 2006 to support the release of their debut album, Gulag Orchestra. Despite their name, Beirut had never performed in Lebanon until the Biblos International Festival in August 2014. Condon said of the band's name, "One of the reasons I named the band after that city was the fact that it's seen a lot of conflict. It's not a political position. I worried about that from the beginning, but it was such a catchy name. I mean, if things go down that are truly horrible, I'll change it, but not now. It's still a good analogy for my music. I haven't been to Beirut, but I imagine it as this chic urban city surrounded by the ancient Christian and Muslim worlds, the place where things collide. So we will listen to the song Postcards from Italy from the musical group Beirut.
We had, oh, when the wind would blow with rain and snow, we're not all bad. We put our features where they had to.
You just heard the musical band Beirut and their beautiful song Postcards from Italy. Let's continue talking about the things happened in 2017. And like I mentioned many times during this show, many unfortunate things happened in 2017. So in the month of October, October 1st, 58 people are killed and 546 injured when Stephen Paddock opens fire on a crowd in Las Vegas, surpassing the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting as the deadliest mass shooting perpetrated by a lone gunman in the US history. October 12th, the United States announces its decision to withdraw from UNESCO, and it is immediately followed by Israel. October 14, a massive blast caused by a truck bombing in Mogadishu, Somalia, kills at least 512 people and injures 316 others. October 17, Syrian civil war, Raqqa is declared fully liberated from the ISIL. October 25th, at the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, Xi Jinping assumes his second term as General Secretary, China's paramount leader, and the political theory Xi Jinping taught is written into the party's constitution. October 27, Catalonia declares independence from Spain, but the Catalan Republic is not recognized by the Spanish government or any other sovereign nation. We will continue the most notable events in 2017, but first let's hear some music. And this time, this band, Dissidenten, is a German rock band known for their collaborations with Middle Eastern, African and Indian musicians. In a 1988 article for the New York Times, music critic Stephen Holden acknowledged the band as being among the leaders of what he termed the world beat movement, in which ethnic styles are contemporized with electronic dance rhythms. The band was formed in 1981 and their music changed throughout the years, either by them or by other DJs, and we're going to hear a different version of their original song Fata Morgana. This will be a deep dive corp mix remixed in the New World Odyssey album. Thank you. So that was dissident and German band Fata Morgana. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet. And this week I'm going over the most notable events in 2017. And now we are in the month of November. November 2nd, a new species of orangutan is identified in Indonesia, becoming the third known species of orangutan as well as the first great ape to be described for almost a century. November 3rd, Syrian civil war. Both Deir ez-Zor in Syria and Al-Qaim in Iraq are declared liberated from ISIL on the same day. November 5, the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung publishes 13.4 million documents leaked from the offshore law firm Appleby, along with business registries in 19 tax jurisdictions that reveal offshore financial activities on behalf of politicians, celebrities, corporate giants and business leaders. The newspaper shared the documents with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and asked it to lead the investigation. November 12, a magnitude of 7.3 earthquake strikes the border region between Iraq and Iran, leaving at least 530 dead and over 70,000 homeless. November 15, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is placed under house arrest as the military take control of the country. He resigns 6 days later, after 37 years of rule. A Leonardo da Vinci painting, Salvatore Mundi, sells for $450 million at Christie's in New York, a new record price for any work of art. November 20, Nature publishes an article recognizing the high-velocity asteroid Oumuamua as originating from outside the solar system. November 22, International Court of Justice finds Ratko Mladic guilty of genocide committed in Srebrenica during the 1990s Bosnian War, the worst massacre in Europe since World War II. He is sentenced to life in prison. November 24, a mosque attack in Sinai, Egypt, kills 305 worshippers. Sorry. A mosque attack in Sinai, Egypt, kills 305 worshippers and leaves hundreds more wounded. So that was the month of November in 2017. Let's continue with music. Again, you're listening to DJ Mehmet on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. My regular show is on Saturdays from 6 to 7 a.m. I play music from around the world. Today I'm covering for another hour from 7 to 8 a.m., which I will probably do the same thing next week. So keep up with the program, and if you would like to get more information about my show, you can go on to Facebook. facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo is my show's web page or the Facebook page. Let's continue with music, and as always I give you a little bit of information about the music I play. This time you will hear music from Mark Eliyahu. He is an Israeli musician and he plays kemenche. Eliyahu was born in 1982 in Dagestan and immigrated to Israel with his parents in 1989. At the age of 16, he was inspired by Habib Aliyev's performance, a prominent kemenche player, and moved to Baku, Azerbaijan, to learn kemenche under guidance of Adalet Vazirov. In 1999, Eliyahu participated in the Spirit of the East, a concert and album directed and composed by his father, Peretz Eliyahu, with the participation of the Azerbaijani Mugam singers Alim Kasimov and his daughter Fargana Kasimova and other artists. On that year, he also performed as a soloist with the Israel Chamber Orchestra of Ramat Gan in an Israeli festival. In 2004, he recorded his first solo album, Voices of Judea, and performed with his ensemble throughout Europe and Israel. Now, from Mark Eliyahu, we will hear the song the journey. So that was Mark Eliyahu and Journey. You are on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. and we are traveling around the world through music. Before we continue our musical journey, I would like to end the year of 2017. So we have only 1 month left, December, and we'll take a look at the events happened in December 2017. And again, some unfortunate events. December 5th, Russia is banned from the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang by the International Olympic Committee following an investigation into state-sponsored doping. December 6th, United States officially recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital. December 9th, the Iraqi military announces that it has fully liberated all of Iraq's territory from ISIS, terrorist gangs, and retaken full control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. December 14, the Walt Disney Company announces that it will acquire most of 21st Century Fox and including 20th Century Fox Film Studio for $66 billion. December 22, UN Security Council votes 15-0 in favor of additional sanctions on North Korea, including measures to slash the country's petroleum imports by up to 90%. December 24, Guatemala follows in the footsteps of the United States by announcing that they will also move their Israeli embassy to Jerusalem, followed by Honduras and Panama 2 days later. So that was all about 2017 according to Wikipedia. Of course, more things happened around the world, not only those things that I mentioned for the past 2 hours, but obviously those were the most notable things happened in 2017. As I mentioned a couple times during the show, very unfortunate things happened in 2017, and people are worried about making good wishes about 2018, but we will continue to be hopeful and we will wish that 2018 will bring joy, happiness, peace to people around the world. And there was an interesting picture on Facebook. I don't even know if it's true or not. I didn't get a chance to check it, but it was a very weird, let's take a look. It was like first day of January. Was it first day? No. It was something about the dates and they were all falling onto the same day, Sunday in 2018. If I find it, I'll share that with you before I leave. I have about 10 minutes left before I leave, but I will play a couple more music pieces for you. First one will be from Vanessa May and her version of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. We'll be right back. That was Vanessa May and the Fifth Symphony. That marks the end of our show for today. I was with you for 2 hours and we tried to travel around the world through music as always, and I tried to bring you the most notable events of 2017. So I will say goodbye to you for this week, and I will be back next week Saturday at 6 a.m. on Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. So my last song for today will be Oliver Shanti and Friends, Shackle Nirvana. Enjoy and have a wonderful week, and have a wonderful New Year's Eve.
Tell you.